Tom Oriker grew up alongside the western shore of the Laguna de Santa Rosa, where a chance discovery set him on his present-day career path.
I was finding projectile points made out of obsidian, so spear tips, arrow tips. They were funny rocks to me, and I asked my mom, and she was from South Dakota, where there was a lot of Native American materials lying around on the ground, and she looked at them. She told me what they were. That was my first clue, really, that there had been any Native peoples in this area ever.
Now a professional anthropologist and a longtime instructor in the subject at Santa Rosa Junior College, Oriker has devoted considerable time to studying the region where his curiosity was first aroused, and he's found a long history of Native people living there year-round, even more on the east shores than the west.
Many of the sites on the east side of the Laguna go underwater in the wintertime when it floods. Folks that were living thousands of years ago had basically two villages, one down on the Laguna in the summertime and then another one in a higher elevation in the wintertime. So we see around the 95-foot elevation on the east side of the Laguna, lots of village sites that would be shoreline sites in the wintertime when the Laguna is flooded.
They've been able to locate those settlements through the many artifacts that have survived the centuries, Oriker says, including one that helped clarify just how far back their local presence goes.
We find mortar fragments. Human burials have actually been found, charm stones, and most importantly for dating the antiquity of the Laguna, a particular type of artifact called a crescent. And there's been about 7 or 8 of those found along the Laguna. All of those were made of chert. But about 15 years ago, one of my students found an obsidian crescent. And obsidian is a material that we can actually date when the artifact was made. So that clued us into the fact that there had been people along the Laguna for a little bit over 11,000 years.
The arrival of the earliest people in this region was likely another 3,000 years before that, although it's not certain how or when they are believed to have migrated here from the inland north.
A lot of the folks in the early days probably came from the Great Basin, Nevada, Utah, eastern Oregon. That was a lot richer than it is now. That was the place to be 10, 12, 13,000 years ago. As the Great Basin became drier, people then came over the Sierra into California. So huge population, lots of language variation here. A popular place to be, always has been.
The diverse tribes that moved into Northern California apparently coexisted peacefully for hundreds of generations, establishing wide-ranging trade networks. Amidst that stability, says Oriker, change was slow, but there were occasional innovations that had lasting effects.
For instance, early grinding of materials was done with a hand stone and a slab, and then later they developed mortars and pestles. So the acorn became used a lot more in recent times, say maybe a little older than 4,000 years ago, up to the present. So that technology allowed for the use of a resource that was less used early on.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.